Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Library Director Mary Murphy. We're talking about some end of March activities coming up at the Perry Library. So Mary, thank you as always for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So first of all, we wanted to talk about some events coming up here on the 25th and 26th. That is some end of life planning. What can you tell me about this?
Well, we had this probably 18 months, 2 years ago at the library, and it's back by popular demand. These are things that everybody, not only those people that are facing end of life or in their 50s and 60s, should think about, because one of the things that they're going to ask you when you get into the hospital in an accident, do you have a living will? And this really helps with determining, you know, what kind of care you want to receive. So all those things, if you have children, you need a will. It's so you can plan how your care is going to be if you're hurt or injured. So yes, you need these documents in place so your wishes are taken into consideration when you're facing the end of life. So it's something that we avoid in our culture. You know, I've already told my sisters and brothers, my husband, my children, I want to be cremated and where I want to go. And so that decision kind of is like a relief that they know what I want and they don't have to make it up or have the burden of that decision.
Okay, so this event, it's going to be hosted by a local funeral director. And when is it?
It is March 25th at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're having two events. So we're trying to capture all the audience that's available. So if you're a morning person, come to the March 25th. It's a Monday morning at 9 o'clock. And if you are working, then you can come to the Tuesday evening one on the 26th at 6:30. So all those people that came last time got lots of information from Marcus. And after going through it twice with my mom and dad's funeral, these funeral directors are really good about talking about these things. And they're really good at talking about them in a not in your face kind of way, but very gentle, very calming, and very straightforward. So Marcus had lots of things to say last time. And people have come up to me and say, you should have Marcus back and give that end of life planning program again.
All right. So I assume that there's no cost for this, but is there any registration required?
No registration. We will have this Monday morning, March 25th at 9 o'clock, and March 26th at 6:30.
All right. Now we have a celebration with the library. It's the 25th anniversary of the new library opening. What can you tell me about this?
Well, it's hard to believe, but the new library, and I put new in quotes because it's 25 years old. And when I've been telling people, they're like, really? It's been 25 years? And I'm like, yes. And I have the HVAC to prove it. So yes, it is kind of stupendous that the other library lasted for 100 years and was replaced by our beautiful building in 1994. April 19th is the anniversary date, and we are having an open house on April 28th. It's a Sunday afternoon, and we'll have tours of the library. It's changed over time in what we do, and we will have some friend fundraising t-shirts available. It's kind of a takeoff on the fundraising t-shirts that they did in 94. And on the back of the t-shirt, I have 25 things that you can do at your library, at our library. And I combined a lot of things, so it was hard to stuff them all into 25. So it'll be interesting. And if you want to support the library, you can buy a t-shirt.
All right. So that's at the end of April then, and we will probably talk about that one more time before it happens as well. But now I also wanted to ask about the Adventure Passes, which sounds like it's had a good run so far. You recently added some other destinations for this. What can you tell me about this?
Well, we joined the Adventure Pass program with the Blank Park Zoo and the Science Center in Des Moines. We got to thinking at the library, why don't we have our own adventures here in Perry? And I talked to John Anderson, the Parks and Rec director, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if somebody moves into the community, or anybody who's been here and hasn't been to the Mercury Community Building, and we could check them out an Adventure Pass It's a family pass for an adult and their kids for one day. And they can try it out on for size and see if they want to join. And then during our March board meeting, one of my board trustees said, well, how about the theater? And so I went over and talked to Liberty at the theater, and the theater decided to join also. So you go online, you click on Adventure Pass, you go to the link for the Adventure Pass and you book it, you print it out. All you have to do is have the piece of paper and your ID, and you can go to the theater or the community building once per year for every library card that is above the age of 18. It's pretty well received. I've been getting notes on Facebook and on our website that we're creating experiences offsite for families to do family things. So really pleased with the feedback.
For sure. Now, one last thing that I want to ask you about here really quick while we have time is the Trivia with Friends event was postponed. It was supposed to be in the middle of March, bad weather, and now it has been rescheduled. So what can you tell me about the new date?
It is rescheduled for April 11th. It's at La Post. Some of the questions are going to have to be changed because it was all about March Madness. And so we'll talk about spring or April things, but we'll keep some of those March Madness because they were really good questions. So it's another fundraiser for the Friends, and the Friends do these fundraisers to support our programming. And the big program is summer reading, and summer reading is just around the corner.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy, the library director at Perry, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Check out our Adventure Pass, going to the zoo on your days off with your kids, getting in for free. Have that experience. Show your kids all the different animals. So I'm checking it out. Take my husband with me. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.